Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. It's Wednesday, July 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department is asking for your assistance in locating Gloria Jean Wade. Gloria was last seen in February 2020 and has not had any contact with family or friends since. If you have any information as to the whereabouts of Gloria, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265 or your local law enforcement agency. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is excited to announce their new Caring Community Line program, a volunteer-led community check-in service to ensure participating residents are contacted daily. This is a free service available to all Hardy County senior and or adult residents. Hardy residents who are wanting to participate in the service are required to call or text the Caring Community Line every morning during their assigned call time to complete their daily safety check-in requirement. If a participant does not call by 9 a.m., a volunteer for the service will call the emergency contacts listed on the resident's application. If contact is still not made with the resident, a Hardy County Sheriff's Office deputy will be dispatched to their residence to check on their well-being. The reason for this service is to ensure our residents are safe. Volunteers do not make physical contact with participating residents, and they are responsible for making contact by phone only. Cutting Edge Food Bank will be postponing all weekly food distribution until July 28th. According to their message, they feel that all of their volunteers need a break. They have all been faithful to be there through this COVID-19 crisis, and with the upswing of numbers, they all need to be safe and use wisdom. The heat is tremendous, and they are not able to open normally, so the team will be needing a break. For food banks, however, Caring People Recovery Center will be hosting a Feeding Tampa Bay mobile pantry in Bowling Green on July 10th, this Friday, at 5207 Doyle Parker Avenue in Bowling Green. 5207 Doyle Parker Avenue, D-O-Y-L-E. Additional dates include July 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. That concludes your news, local events. Here at the station, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM, WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You are invited to join in on the festivities by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282, 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com, or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. There will be a lunch and learn on July 23rd at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. It is a celebration of our leadership Hardy graduates. Seats are extremely limited. For more information, contact Jessica at 863-773-6967. The Alumni Showdown 2020 Golf Classic will be at the River Greens Golf Course, 47 West Lake Damon Drive in Avon Park, on August 22nd. There will be cash prizes, raffle prizes, door prizes, breakfast and catered lunch, live entertainment, and two door tickets included. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21 plus putting, closest to the pin, and a golf cannon. Non-sponsored fees are $100 per player and $350 per team. Tournament fee includes breakfast, lunch, green cart fees, and two-door tickets. You can register for these events and see more at hardycc.com. We have some jobs here in Hardy County. American Compliance Technologies is looking for an administrative assistant. This position requires a high school diploma and 2 years of experience in a similar position. Must be proficient in Microsoft Office Suite, and you can create and assemble professional documents. Must possess basic clerical and proofreading skills. Experience in a professional office setting is preferred. Apollo Retail is looking for a cosmetic merchandiser. You must have 1 to 3 years cosmetic merchandising experience. Experience reading and executing planograms autonomously. Experience in retail, inventory management, and stocking. Be detail-oriented, problem-solving, and a fast learner and good communicator. Work independently with excellent time management skills. Be flexible, reliable, patient, and friendly. And have the ability to lift, bend, and stand for several hours a day. And Oakley Transport is looking for a tank wash technician. They recommend a high school graduate with a suggestion of 6 months to 1 year of experience. PC and laser printer knowledge is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly help us in pulling the necessary information off on the air. Coming up next, a look at your business news and the weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Now it's time for your weather forecast and report. This report last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time, July 8th. Weather conditions, thunderstorm in vicinity. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. Heat index 95. Winds west at 9.2 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter red, 30.01 inches of mercury. Forecast for today, Hardy County, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:27 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms early this morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the morning and afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 106. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Thursday, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%, heat index values up to 109. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. As your Wachula weather and Hardy County forecast, you're on Hardy Midday. No sports I can see for today, so we're going to go right on to the business news and the stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey is reflecting continued encouraging news about the U.S. employment picture. In May, employers advertised 5.4 million jobs, approaching the pre-pandemic levels of 7 million. On the turnover side, layoffs have trended sharply downward since March's 11.5 million to a now pre-pandemic number in May of 1.8 million people. Employers have added a net total of 4.8 million jobs in June, adding to the 2.7 million in May, reflecting a reclamation of about one-third of the jobs lost in March and April. The Retailers Industry Association, which represents major chains, wants coronavirus preventative face masks to be mandatory across the country. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P down 34 points, the Dow was down 397, and the NASDAQ lost 90. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: a day without sunshine is basically night. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.